The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie nominated for four Academy Awards in what was the first ironic Academy Award nominations.
The movie that challenged audiences by getting rid of stupid pesky things like plot and character development, and instead filling it with music montages.
The movie where this movie is a giant piece of shit.
This is Flashdance on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel, made of stone.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're counting down the top grossing movies of the 1980s one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
So yeah, we're counting down those big hit movies of the 80s, just those great classic hit movies of the 80s. You know, the ones that years later Jennifer Lopez does music videos about, and like everybody just loves.
Throwbacks.
You know, are just near and dear to all of our hearts about how great they were and how they were such a part of our childhood and growing up, and were giant pieces of shit.
This is by far the worst movie we've fucking watched.
This is really bad. Like, spoiler alert for an hour from now when we are into the podcast, but this movie sucked dick. Actually, I wish this movie sucked dick. At least then something would happen.
So, Flashdance was such a fucking huge... In 1983, it made almost $95 million. $94 million, $900,000. On a $4 million budget. It was a huge fucking success. Nominated for four Academy Awards. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Nominated for four Academy Awards.
Yeah.
This movie is higher on the list than Mr. Mom. And Mr. Mom is the greatest movie.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, really no, but no, I'm
we've,
saying...
We've talked about... Like, we've talked about a lot of great movies on this list. And
Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice,
sure.
Man.
Yeah.
Just stupid.
Even like...
Airplane. Yeah.
I would watch Dirty Dancing 10 times.
Before watching this.
Yeah. Before watching this again.
This is up there. This like, movie's... Staying Alive and this, I think, are
the worst ones.
We may have to do like a Twitter poll or something to see...
Yeah,
which is worse, because they're both very bad.
God.
While we're talking about money, there is an interesting thing where this is sort of semi-loosely based on a real lady who was a welder and then a stripper and then joined a dance team.
Maureen Martyr.
Yeah. And she got paid $2,300 for this movie that made $150 million worldwide or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And they're...
$95 million domestic.
This movie made a lot of money on VHS and even more money as a soundtrack.
Yeah. And the soundtrack is fucking terrible.
700,000 copies.
Oh, okay.
But Emma, what a feeling.
I mean, you have to be a maniac to not have the soundtrack.
To not like this movie.
I fucking hate both of them so much.
So
also, this movie has very iconic, recognizable. Like, how is this movie a fucking success?
The crazy thing is the I feel like the two most recognizable scenes in this movie happen in the first 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is already when I decided that I was going
to
kill myself.
Well, it's already at the point where we had to take the knife away from Emma.
We almost lost Emma at this point.
We really did. She was out early.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like. Maybe that makes sense. Like, maybe the reasons those scenes are the recognizable ones is because everybody just turned it off.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody
they were like,
out.
Oh.
They're like, nope, done.
Yeah, it's...
God, this movie sucks,
so
people.
The
it's
most recognizable scene, it's really right away,
bad.
Right in the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
It's the water coming
down. The water coming down. Yeah. And it's this club that is not... It's not a real... there's no places like this that exist.
We talked about this way back in the classic Stallone, Kurt Russell picture...
Tango and Cash, yeah. About the movie strip clubs or not.
Movie clubs where people just dance and have like really elaborate shows, but that aren't strip clubs, but also aren't like... It's not like Cirque du Soleil over here. Like, this isn't a huge stadium with a bunch of like super trained people. At least it's like, just one sexy chick dancing around, and people are like, yeah, yeah, I'll pay $10 a beer to drink here.
At least in those movies, like, you know that they're trying to keep a PG-13, and they're like, this is strip club. And this one, yeah, like, the whole point is that they don't get naked,
sure,
in it. So it's a club that places like that don't exist.
No.
Because nobody, now, if you have a burlesque night, that's different, but it's like that's every right,
that's
night.
That's one night.
Yeah, that's exactly. This is one night. And people are just playing
not,
poker and
shit. This isn't burlesque.
Yeah, and it's
like performance art.
Places that do burlesque all the time, they do them like one night a week.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, this place, that's every night. Also, it's always packed.
Yeah.
For some reason. One cook.
Always packs with rapists who just, they're creeps. Cool.
Creeps. Including the fucking...
Their boss.
Yeah, including her boss.
All right, let's talk about the stupid fucking plot of this movie, because...
If you can call it a plot. Really? You mentioned this. How long do you think the screenplay was for this fucking movie?
10 pages max.
The story in this, 10 pages.
Yeah. Max. Yeah. I feel like this was... This movie was written at a dinner where... They just had like three napkins, and once they finished filling out that third napkin, they're like, good enough.
That's it.
Yeah. We filled up three napkins worth of screenplay.
Yeah. Ran out and threw it out into like the Teamsters, and it's like, start shooting,
start
boys.
Shooting. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's just Jerry Bruckheimer getting fucking wasted at a table, being like, yeah, good enough.
Yeah. This is what we're going to do.
That's so fucking bad.
Yeah. Okay. So the quote plot, end quote.
All right. So we start off, as you say, in this club. With Jennifer, I want to say Gardner, but it's Beale, right?
Yeah, Jennifer Beals.
Yeah, Jennifer Beals. She is just dancing up a storm. A lot of Jennifers. Jennifer Grey, obviously, we talked about a lot in the Dirty Dancing there.
Yeah, she does this. So she comes out and she has this whole dance performance. That,
and then you're like, okay, well, it's a fun way to start the movie. Kind of sexy dance.
Although the water comes down on her.
Water comes down. Just, the lighting's cool.
The showmanship.
Fucking choreography is so stupid.
It's
in
not
this
great.
Movie.
But she makes up for the bad choreography by having no hips and wide shoulders and no boobs. Just like a man would.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we go to those clubs for.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's fairly attractive.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's not like, you know, but she's... This you know,
yeah.
those words made sense.
Yeah, that's
that was a sentence that all hung together. No, but
she's in your fucking list of like passable chicks.
Yeah,
that
she's
not
in there. She's in there. Whatever. Yeah, she's pretty. She's got a cute face. She's decent body, dancer's body, I guess. I mean, it's hard to tell because there's so many stunt doubles.
Yeah, there's like 14 people that play her in this fucking
exactly. So, but anyways, it starts off with this fun dance sequence, and you're like, all right, that's a fun way, I guess, you know, open the movie, get some action, whatever. Yeah. Surely now we're going to, oh, it's another dance sequence.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's right into another 5-minute dance sequence.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then after that, it's like, oh, there's a little bit of talking. Okay. I see their friends. Oh, I guess now they're going to, nope, they're just going to walk around. Montage of music.
And then, oh, hey, they're street dancers.
Yeah. Now let's just
watch them for like,
let's watch the characters
20 hours.
Watch people dance.
Yeah.
People that we'll never see again.
No.
There are several scenes in here where we just watch people dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people that are not the main characters.
Yeah.
Why? Jesus.
No, in fairness.
We even watched Emma. People watch people fucking ice skate for no goddamn reason.
This movie is not about ice skating.
No.
It's not. There's no ice skating in this. There's not even a thing about her... training by ice skating.
No.
Like, there's none of that.
Or what her aspirations as an ice skater were.
Yeah, so after those music montages, then she's like, oh, by the way, I also know this old lady, so let's have a music montage.
I go walk and talk to her.
I go walking in the streets to...
And bike there.
To find
whatever,
her.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I will real quick interrupt because Emma correctly called this the scene where they watch other people street dance... Best dancing in the movie.
It was.
Yeah.
It was the best dancing. And they were literally street dancers. Just
popping rock.
I really get the feeling. And you know, we've had this experience making movies where you just come across something cool and you're like, hey, shoot that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really feel like that's what happened. Like they're like, okay, we're going to do a quick shot of you guys walking and then we'll transition into the next. Holy shit, what's going on over there?
Yeah. And then like, hey,
and
can
also,
we shoot
like,
you guys?
The
yeah.
shot was... from so far back that I feel like they wanted it to feel authentic, like, oh,
like
you know,
we're just fly on the
wall.
Yeah.
So I feel like they tricked all those fuckers into giving them the rights to their
probably
faces.
And yeah, those guys could actually really dance.
Yeah, and that was the coolest scene of the movie.
But it is by far the best dancing in the whole movie.
Emma called this scene happens like 12 minutes into the movie, and Emma's like, "It's not going to get better than this."
Yeah, yeah.
She was right. She was totally right.
She was correct. And then we go. Here's the fucking romance in this movie.
Rape
and this is a romantic movie about a relationship. Okay, what is this fucking movie about? Right. This is not a movie. This is supposed to be a movie about a girl trying to make it. She's a welder by day. She's a fucking burlesque dancer by night. And she's trying to make it as a professional dancer. And it's her trying to do that. And also, it's a movie about her dating her 36-year-old boss. So she's 18, so twice her age.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly inappropriate relationship because he is her boss. Also, she's fucking batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking nuts.
Yeah. She's 18 and high-strung and a stripper. I mean, she's basically...
Yeah.
That's what happens when you date like a crazy 18-year-old stripper. I mean, I'm not saying that from experience, clearly, because I've only dated 19-year-old strippers, and they were much more put together.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the that's it. I just covered the plot for you guys. Yeah. That's the entire plot.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I really hated the romance in this movie and thought it was just super gross and grody. And this is coming from a guy in his 30s that likes younger women and strippers and likes that scene in Rocky where he kind of pressures Adrian into date rape. Yeah. So if I have a problem with this, there's a fucking problem.
Yeah. It was so rapey and gross.
It's really rapey and gross.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, it's fucking terrible. Yeah.
He like is at the club, watches her, figures out that she works for him, and then immediately goes back to the club, asks her out. She says no, and he fires her.
Yeah, he's like, hey, it wouldn't be okay because I work for you. Okay, you're fired.
First of all,
I'll pick you up tomorrow. And she's like,
stalks her for a while.
Yeah.
Like, hits on her at the job.
At her job.
In front of all the other workers.
Yeah. And then, again, like, continuously harasses her at the job. Then there's the scene where she almost gets raped.
Yeah.
And he shows up and then creepily follows her home.
Yeah, she's on the bicycle and he's like super slow riding behind her.
Oh my Look, God. I mean,
also, that, if you almost, scene, she almost got raped, so clearly she's on edge. And now there's another fucking creepazoid.
Exactly.
No, and that romantic. Scene, for her, it was fucking romantic.
Well, but that scene is so easy to actually play romantic. Like, in the movie where this movie is a movie and not just a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he comes and helps her out, and then they have like a moment, and he's like, you know, even if she doesn't want the ride, he's like, look, that's cool. I'm just going to follow you home. I just want to make sure you're okay. Yeah. Once you get home,
no
problem. But no, he just she just leaves and he just creepily like 5 miles an hour in his Ferrari behind her.
Weird.
And it's not a Ferrari, but whatever.
And a song. So there's just, it's a montage.
Another fucking montage.
So then she finally agrees to go out on a date with him. And guess how we, you know, see the date happen? A fucking song. And then wandering around, walking around the fucking empty warehouse.
Yes.
There are three lines of dialogue in this movie.
Yeah.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The maximum amount of dialogue.
They never. I don't
like.
Fucking...
Does Jennifer Beals speak English? Like, I honestly don't know after watching this movie. Like, this could be a Dolph Lundgren early Arnold Schwarzenegger situation where they cast somebody that could not speak English and we're just like, fuck it. Like, we'll have two lines and that's it.
This is a movie where it's like, how are we gonna know that she's sad? Oh, well, we're gonna have her sit down on the ground and then we're gonna play a sad song over that. So, you know, it'll be about as subtle as a train wreck.
And then he's... is she on set being like, hey, should I act sad? He's like, don't worry about
the
it.
The music will do that.
Yeah,
we got a song for that.
We have a music video for that.
We don't need you acting at
all. What's our motivation? Like, how long have we been friends? Don't worry about that. We got a song that says that.
We got all that covered in the music.
You just walk.
How are they going to know that we're on a date? Oh, well, the song says.
Yeah, the song is going to be about dating.
Song. All right.
This movie is so bad.
So that's their idea of fucking romance.
Is this the worst romance story in any movie ever, Emma? You've watched a lot of romantic movies.
I mean,
has there ever been a creepier romance than this romance right here?
Like, even Lolita wasn't that creepy. That was a good movie.
Maybe Buffalo Bill. Yeah. That was creepy.
The love between
him and
but
that was a little bit sexy, too.
Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah, at least had that, like, you want to fuck me?
Yeah.
I'd fuck me.
He tried.
I'd fuck me all night.
He wasn't her boss.
And it had better music.
Yeah,
it
did. Yeah,
that's true.
No, this movie's fucking terrible, and that romance is bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
It grosses me out for the 80s. Like,
how are we supposed to get behind this fucking shit?
I don't know.
How are you supposed to be like, to be that happy? Shit is sexy?
I'm supposed to be happy that her boss pretty much forced her into dating, and then she went fucking nuts and acts like a spoiled little shit, and like,
yeah.
Well, and the turn also makes no sense, because you can do...
Yeah, if that's the movie... Then that's the fucking movie. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, guess what? A coming of age movie about a girl coming to terms and being used by this guy.
Sure. You can do that version, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You can do the version where he uses her and she has to grow beyond that. You can also do the version where, like, it's sort of weird, but they have a connection. Like, maybe he's a little younger in that version. Like, maybe he's, yeah. like, he inherited the...
He's 28 like the, instead yeah, he's of 38?
Like, exactly, or whatever. And, like, he's a little cooler, and, like, they have a actual legitimate yeah. romance.
Or something fucking in common. Like, but he actually
they have no chemistry.
None.
There's no reason, like, it literally goes from he is stalking her and being the world's biggest fucking creep.
Right.
To her finally
to the montage
like,
of them fucking
to,
hanging
to the
out.
Montage of them hanging out to her like being like I want to like just coming on super strong yeah. and fucking him
and, right. and then that weird awkward kissing
yes
face, weird face
it's really bad
fucking yeah, bad
it's
kissing
so bad. It's really bad it's almost like they filmed the dress rehearsal where he's like how old is she again
yeah,
yeah.
it's
okay.
Well it also
yeah, go ahead,
no I'm just it, think about in the movie Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze fucking hated each other in real life, and they
had chemistry.
That is an iconic romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they pulled it off, and they fucking hated each other in real life. And these two fuck faces couldn't even pull off
this.
Also,
anything.
we do need to mention that this motherfucker is the most Humperdinck-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, so it feels like to me, like, Adrian Lyne, who directed this, it feels like he purposely cast the creepiest-looking dude. Like, almost like a big joke for him. Like, he's like, I want to, because up for that part was fucking Gene Simmons from
Kiss. That is
from
a
Kiss,
joke.
No, who was
that's
also
a fucking joke.
A yeah. disgusting looking bastard. Right.
Well, yeah. And also, didn't he just get recently accused of a bunch of.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, rape
we
and
all
shit?
Knew
yeah.
that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's part of Kiss.
Yeah. yeah. But, you see the people that were kind of up for it. Al Pacino.
Yeah, was, creepy guy.
Yeah, was up for it. Jack Nicholson.
Very creepy guy.
Joe
I mean, I
Pesci?
Love
that one sounds yeah. like
I love
a joke.
All of those guys, yeah. but they are not like
Burt Reynolds.
Leads.
Burt Reynolds.
It
so
feels
crazy.
Like he purposely, he's like, I want to find the creepiest fucking 36-year-old
yeah.
that I can
yeah.
find. And then.
And again, that makes total sense in the movie that's.
In the movie that's about that.
Yeah, in the movie that's about a young girl who's being taken advantage of at
right.
work, using her body.
Right.
Like,
and then becomes empowered at the end with the
exactly,
dancing.
Exactly, but no.
That's
no.
a movie that yeah. could have been.
That's an actual movie.
And
this is not a movie. This is just, it literally is a music video.
It
like,
is.
They're, again.
And the fact that, like, the movie ends with her audition going well, and it ends, but.
Nothing changed.
Then what happens after that? Like,
yeah.
Does anything? I mean, does she even.
She follows her dreams, Emma.
I guess. What are those dreams? Oh, we never fucking accomplished
yeah.
that.
Well, yeah. and also, we don't really know what the fuck, because we know nothing about her.
Right, nothing.
Because this
we
movie,
are never...
because this movie is like an hour and 20 minutes of montage and 10 minutes of dialogue, uh-huh. we know nothing about the characters.
None of them.
We know nothing about their relationships. We know nothing about
what
they're
trying
to accomplish.
We didn't even know if that girl
really.
Was her friend or her sister.
Yeah.
We don't even know if
the
old lady was
her grandmother.
Because,
or just an old lady
yeah.
she liked. Yeah.
And
we don't know what, or an God. Aunt?
No.
That old lady. That old lady dies. And then, again, when she dies, how do we know to feel sad that she died? Emma?
Was there a song?
There
we play a fucking sad song to shots of pictures of her, which is, you pointed out, way too many pictures of herself in her place.
Why would you have that many pictures of yourself? I think about the pictures of me as a child. Fuck that. I don't want to look at those. I want to
no.
be like, oh,
nobody
those should
puts
be burned.
Those up.
Like, they're not even cute.
You know how many pictures of myself I have up in my house?
Zero?
That's right.
Yeah. Zero. Yeah. Jesus.
It's fucking bad.
And the only pictures I have of myself are pictures of me with other people.
That's
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's about the
but
moment.
All of those pictures were just like glamour shots of her.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were.
And then so we get sad music so that we know that we're supposed to feel sad, followed by a shot of her sitting there with a cigarette with other sad music.
Which,
so
by
that
we
know
way,
that she's
she
sad.
Smokes, I guess.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, she just picked up smoking.
when she got angry. All right, we got to rewind, though. We got to rewind and actually cover
because
some
because there's some shit that happened.
There's
some
I mean, we don't.
Really, the shit that we're not talking about, complete fat that you could have cut out.
Everything in this movie,
this whole
pretty
entire
much.
Movie
yeah.
should not have been made. Yeah. It's a giant turd.
It's real bad.
It also makes me just want to fucking go burn down like any art school
yeah,
and be like, "Fuck
dance
you
schools.
And your stupid
yeah.
fucking art." Like this isn't like I would. I swear to God, I would much rather watch The Weeknd again than
Jean-Luc Godard's The Weeknd.
And she hated that movie.
Yeah,
I fucking
hated
that
movie.
I would watch it 3 times in a row.
This is definitely the worst movie I've seen in a while.
In a long time.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not even, it's not even like a fun hate watching movie.
No.
Like I had fun
it's
watching
this movie. It's not funny. It's not.
It's boring.
It seriously evokes nothing but just fucking anger for
it
wasting
does feel,
my time.
Like I was excited. So we've had a couple of really long movies lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was super excited when we
that
saw
it was
that
92 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 92 minutes long. I was like, fuck yeah. 92 minutes, chicken or underwear. Right. Like this is gonna be a breeze. And seriously, this movie felt like it took 20 years of my life away.
Seriously.
God.
And they shortened it.
Yeah. Original cut, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
God.
What the fuck?
It's just all the other songs that they couldn't fucking fit in this?
Or more. It's actual story? I don't know. Like, did they cut the
is.
Actual story
Yeah, that's
out?
True. They cut out the actual dialogue. As it is, all of those montages that we keep talking about, all of those go on too long.
Well, yeah,
every single
Way
one of them.
Too long.
Every single one of them goes past when you're
it's
not
like
comfortable
the full length
with it
of
no
the
more.
Whole entire song.
Yeah.
Also, maybe the reason that they cut an hour out is because they realized that they could only fit so many bullshit songs on a cassette.
For the fuck yeah,
yeah,
that's
so
true.
Then they were like, oh,
they ran
well,
out of room on the cassette.
We can't
the cassette,
have
yeah.
two soundtracks. That would be weird.
And this, I mean, this, the success of this movie does give a lot of credit to MTV because they had so many hit
it's
songs.
Definitely.
MTV was playing nonstop fucking Apple. Music videos of this. And then so everybody went to go see it because they loved MTV so much.
Yeah.
I want
so,
my MTV.
Do let's all right. Let's talk about it's hard. Let's talk about some of the subplots of this movie because they mean nothing and go nowhere. Now, and there is actually there's like a kernel of that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So because the movie ultimately the movie's about I guess two things. Well, all right, the movie's really about dance montages. We've covered that. But the movie's also about following your dreams and, I guess, romance.
Yeah.
So there's also the character of, I don't remember his name. He's the cook?
Richie,
sure. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's the coolest one.
He's
cool.
Is he, though?
Well, the dog was the coolest one. But.
I feel like the ending credits were the coolest ones.
Yeah.
Because it meant I could stop watching this movie. No, so Richie is the cook who's...
He's trying
to be a stand-up comedian.
So he's doing something like I'm emceeing for
and
them.
His he just laughs at all of his jokes
his own
really
jokes.
Hard. And so he goes up and
he
kind of bombs at first.
He does that lowest common denominator, where he's like, oh, by the way, go Steelers, huh? And everybody's like, yeah, Steelers.
Well, and that's what actually, that's the funny thing. And that's actually, I don't know if that's even intentional or if it's just funny like to us. But he's bombing hard, and then he starts just like talking about the Steelers and like local bullshit. And
Polish
and
like, and then just does like 20 Polack jokes.
Straight Polack. He goes from that straight into Polack jokes nonstop.
And kills.
Yeah. No, but his whole thing. So he's dating the blonde friend, right?
Yeah.
Who
or
wants
sister,
to be,
we don't know.
Who, or maybe sister. The only reason I know she's not is because I looked in the credits and they have a different last
name. They have a different last name. Yeah.
Although they could be half sisters. Yeah. Who the fuck knows?
We don't know anything about any of these.
We
characters,
don't know anything
so it doesn't
about
fucking
these
matter.
Characters. But so they're dating. But he wants to move to LA to become a big stand-up. And then eventually, towards the end of the movie, he leaves.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell his girlfriend.
He tells her. He tells Alex to tell his girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. He tells Jennifer to tell his girlfriend. He leaves. Shows up at the end of the movie. I guess he's a failure. And he's like, yeah, I'm a cook now. And he's super happy about it. Meanwhile, the girlfriend has gotten with the guy that tried to rape
Alex,
the main character.
They're best
Does
friends.
That story go anywhere? No, that's the
no.
end.
Did we find out any resolution to that? Absolutely.
It
not.
Does because she becomes a stripper and Alex has to go save her.
But then goes nowhere.
No, I don't know if you guys remember the happier song over the shot of them walking away together. I don't know if you guys remember that. That is the end. We're supposed to feel happy.
So
now.
Does she break up with that guy? Is she not a stripper yeah. now? Like what?
The happy song told you to feel happy.
There is totally an interesting idea there where you could have, okay, Jennifer.
Like a showgirls Jennifer, type of storyline?
Yeah. No, but just in terms of, okay, Jennifer, like Jennifer Beals, her blonde friend and her comedian friend are all trying to chase their dreams.
Yeah.
And
that's true. And there, she's, yeah,
there's like something that you could do there where it's like, okay, this person ends up going so like ends up failing so hard that she becomes a stripper. This person just ends up being stuck in his old job. Like yeah, you could do like there's yeah. stuff going nowhere, huh? there that you could mine.
And it's what kind of pushes her to be like, well, I gotta
at least try yeah, or whatever. Exactly. Like even when he leaves and is just like, I gotta try. Like, that could be the thing that pushes her to be like, well, I got to at least try.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead, it's just like these random events that have...
Mean nothing.
No, because we don't know any of these people.
None. And the fact that this movie won an award for editing, and but I feel like it is... I feel like I edited a movie, and I don't, yeah. I don't know how, and that's exactly what this movie it's, feels like.
If,
like.
Real quick...
Oh, well, hold on. Oh, I yeah. forgot to... I took out that piece of story, and I forgot to put in... The rest of it, like, I feel like yeah. some fucking dickhead just came in and, like, literally snipped with fucking scissors and was like, done, movie
or,
done.
Or, so, famously, The Snowman just recently came out.
Yeah.
The director came out and said that due to budget constraints, they didn't shoot, like, 30 pages of the script.
Jesus Christ.
Right? That's what this feels like, though. Yeah. It feels like they got into the editing room and they're like, hey, we didn't shoot, like, half the movie. So
maybe it's the opposite of that. Maybe it's a Deer Hunter situation where they shot 48 hours worth yeah, of yeah, footage
exactly.
and then like the guy is like, I don't have no idea what to fucking do with this.
Yeah.
But then like they lost the shooting script.
Yeah.
yeah.
They lost yeah. all that. And he's like, I don't know how shit goes. Like, we're going to have to just throw a lot of music in this and then cut to Seamless. And the Academy Award nominations.
Yeah. this. All right. So
you know who does deserve an award?
I think I do. Our sponsors.
Our sponsors.
Still the best at transitions.
Yes.
All right. So first sponsor up, we're going to go Beer, a Ouch. Geek, a bakery.
That's me.
I don't know. Fill me in, actually, because we were eating some brownies today. They had a distinct orange flavoring to them, a citrusy, like, like crackle
yeah,
among the chocolate goodness. I don't know what it was made with, other than it was made with delicious, delicious craft beer.
It was. It was 1055's Naughty Naranja beer, and it did. It had orange zest and orange peel, candied orange peel in there. It was delicious.
Beer Geek Bakery, just delivering the very best in confectionery goodies made with craft beer all over Southern Arizona. Follow Beer Geek on Instagram and Facebook. Find out about all the amazing events.
And you can buy those same brownies at Tucson Hop Shop, right?
Yep, you sure can.
Yeah.
That is Delicious. Amazing. Get yourself to Tucson Hop Shop because those are some of the best brownies I've ever had.
Thanks.
Second sponsor, People's Choice Video.
So People's Choice Video, that's
providing
right.
Providing the movie, you can go Fuck rent Flashdance. I feel like I'm going to take this movie out
and burn it.
Burn it. Yeah. yeah, yeah. No more they can
will,
you.
You will not find this movie at People's Choice Video.
And I'm going to be like, you will never hurt another soul yeah. again.
But you can find many
like
other
doll,
good
pop back.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah exactly. It's just going to come back.
yeah, you go out inside and burn it, you walk back in the store and it's there. Now there's a movie.
Yeah, yeah exactly. I can't get rid of this.
Every time you're trying to destroy it, you do that scene from Lord of the Rings where you hit it with the axe and the axe
and breaks.
Only in the fires of Mount Doom can it be destroyed.
13 hours of me trying to fucking get it destroyed.
I'd watch
later.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my hobbit
Just
friends.
You and Samwise Gamgee climbing up the mountains.
With a copy of fucking Flashdance. Cannot be destroyed by human hands.
But you can find a lot of great videos at People's Choice Video, including we're recording this on the day that Isao Takahashi passed away. And he is, if you don't know, he's the director of a lot of great, great films and TV shows. He's the co-founder of Studio Ghibli. He directed Grave of the Fireflies. He directed Only Yesterday, Princess Kaguya, a bunch of Lupin the Third. Amazing film director. Yeah. and all of those great Ghibli films that he both produced and wrote and directed, they're all available at People's Choice Video.
Yeah, so get over to People's Choice, your 90s, yeah. local 90s video store.
Show some love to a great, great film director. Personally, I super recommend Only Yesterday.
No, you said no recommendations. No recommendations. No recommendations.
You said... special exception. Only Yesterday, A Grave of the Fireflies will also make you cry a lot. It's really good. But Only Yesterday, super underlooked, super great.
What's awesome. The one with the pig, the flying pig?
Porco Rosso.
That's okay. Yeah, it's a Miyazaki movie. So this movie had another dancing in a warehouse scene that we talked about in Footloose.
Yeah, yeah. It has a lot of dancing and some of it is a warehouse, sure.
This is it's a maniac and it's another like blowing off steam kind of because for some reason.
Yeah. We don't really know because we have no setup. Unlike Footloose, where we have actual reason for him to blow off steam.
Character development, yeah. No, in this one, she was just wearing boots at that dance studio.
Yeah.
And also, I don't feel like if I'm pissed off about something, I'm not going to go home and blow off steam by fucking baking.
Yeah, like doing what you do for work.
Yeah, why would you do that? Like, you would just go, like, fucking get drunk or something.
Well, because you don't really love the dance.
I guess I really don't
love it. You don't really love it.
That dance-off competition I was saying between this one and Footloose.
Footloose. There's so much more angst in it that she didn't sell any angst. She just did, like...
I mean, I really want to vote for this one because at least there's a chick in like a thong. But
I don't know if it's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
sweet,
I know.
Sweet, sweet ass.
Sweet, sweet Kevin Bacon in tight jean ass.
Yeah.
No, but definitely Kevin. And the whole sequence, it's because
it makes sense.
It makes sense, first of all, in context of the movie. Also, he goes all over that fucking place.
He's like,
she basically takes like two steps.
Yeah, because she's just like running.
She's just like running in place, basically.
Yeah. And it's just like close up shots of her crotch and shit.
It's just a lot of working out.
Yeah.
And then you get the later workout scene, which is all just in like a white room.
Yeah, with three chicks just working out. And I think that was the point because that happens like a good 12 minutes in.
Something like that, 15, 20 minutes.
And that was a point where I was like,
I don't know, time is totally relative. Yeah.
Time makes no sense in this movie.
Because I swear we were watching this movie for 3 million years.
Does this movie happen in 1 week?
For inflation.
Yeah, judged for inflation. Yeah. We adjusted for inflation from 1983 time.
How long was Richie gone for? And
I don't know, because but it takes
a week to drive from fucking Philadelphia to LA.
And then he came back and he was like it had been a year and a half.
Yeah, but nothing else changed.
Time both inside and outside of this movie is just a construct of your mind that no man or God can fathom.
I do wish that this was...
Kronos himself could not.
A showgirls level of like Paul Verhoeven, you know, when he says, he's like, showgirls, that was a point, was it was supposed to be so crazy and gaudy and stuff that it reminds you of those shows and stuff. I do wish that this was just a big fuck you to us, like a big joke.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It is.
And the director, I mean, he's done some good stuff.
He's done a lot of sexy stuff.
Yeah, he's done a lot of sexy stuff.
Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction. Unfaithful, Lolita.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies, which is Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder, though.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
But I feel like all of those movies are better than this movie.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Because they're movies.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have beginning, now, middle, and end.
This is only his second movie, so maybe he got better?
Nominated for 4 Academy Awards.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Do we want to do like the casting what ifs and stuff? You mentioned a few for the guy, but what about the girl? I know, at least speaking of stripper dancer movies, I know there was one at Demi Moore.
Yeah, Demi Moore was one of the, and she was supposed to be kind of like one of the top ones.
Yeah,
that they were trying to.
That makes sense. And there's two stories about.
Yeah, so there's both are similar, but it's like they were producers or the casting producers couldn't come up with who to pick, and they had like three other girls. Obviously, Beals was one of them, correct. And so they went and they called the secretaries. And had the secretaries meet them and then asked the secretaries who they would choose. And they went with Beals. Another conflicting story is that they went and got a bunch of construction workers to come and choose.
Okay, so here's what really happened.
Yeah.
So in the 80s, they used construction workers. But then in the 90s and early 2000s, that pissed a lot of people off.
The story changed.
No. They were secretaries, guys. all you crazy
that makes sense.
Liberal women out there yeah. wanting respect and shit.
And this movie is nothing if not female empowering, right?
Oh, totally.
What with the...
The boss getting her the fucking audition and her actually not earning anything on her own and her being...
No, she,
look, she has to make that dance.
No, I mean, several stunt people made that dance. Yeah. Because okay. that's the climax of well, this movie.
Yeah, very heavy yeah. quotation marks. Well, I do want to... We
of
mentioned
the plot.
We mentioned a couple other things. So the blonde girl who is her
oh,
friend's
ice
sister,
skater.
Ice skater. So first of all, when we see... They go to the ice skating event, and the first thing we see is... Some completely other person ice skating yeah. for five fucking minutes yeah. with music.
With no explanation.
Just to be like, oh, she's good. And so which, then finally oh. we get another long montage of the blonde girl dancing. And she does it's not as good with the ice skating
well,
and the flips and the triple
awesome,
luxes.
And then
she fucks
she
up.
Spills, yeah.
yeah.
Which happens.
Sure.
Even in the Olympics, we've seen it.
Again, if that happens, and then that's when she decides she starts to go stripping and
then,
shit like
yeah.
that. That makes sense.
But again, focus on one goddamn
yeah.
thing.
One,
movie.
Yeah.
I feel like I just walked into like the one it's, of those places that like Restaurant Impossible or something, like an episode of that.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he's like, have a fucking concept. Yeah. What yeah. the fuck is your concept? You cannot
exactly.
sell cards
this,
and sell sausages at the same fucking
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This
know?
Is this like, is the restaurant equivalent of going to a place and they're like, hey, we have Italian food and also Chinese food
yeah.
for some reason. Yeah. And also barbecue?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is, this is
and
the
here's
episode.
A taco.
Yeah,
this is
know.
The episode where Gordon Ramsay walks the fuck out
yeah.
Yeah. and he quits because
like,
he hates them so
we have,
much.
50 different things and none of them are good.
None yeah, of them.
No.
They're all
and that's
from the microwave.
In this movie, they has way too many things going on and none of them are interesting.
We've bought a lot of lean cuisines and we'll fix them all for you.
They are tepid as shit and they will give you diarrhea yeah. just like this movie.
There's
we
so
got
many
all
fucking...
flavors of Hot Pockets.
There were so many times when we were just like, who the fuck is that now? Because there's that scene later where...
The old, the older, which she's even older, but so once Jennifer Beals... is like debating over whether or not she should do this audition and all this stuff. She has a meet, like she goes, she's get backstage getting ready and there's an older, quote unquote older, she looks like she's maybe 25.
Dancer, yeah.
But there's like an older dancer there that's like, I remember when I was your age. And she gives her like this whole speech.
We have not met like, this fucking well, person.
And we've met so many other dancers. There's been like 12 dancers
any
in the
movie. One of them
could
have been.
Even the black woman, they could have used her because
yeah.
she... popped up a few dozen times
yeah.
in the movie.
Even
or just introduce that character
earlier.
Yeah.
No, instead, they were just like, you know what we should have had? A scene where somebody tells her that, and they're like, yeah, you know what? Let's just shoot
let's
that
just
right
do
now.
It.
And then
oh.
brought in some other random fucking person to
like makeup,
deliver that speech.
A makeup artist from like one
yeah.
of the fucking trailers.
yeah.
They're like, here, put this lingerie on.
And then, yeah, you now you say this.
Be disillusioned. The song, mm. the song will help.
The song will help.
yeah.
The song will help.
There
all right,
so many, and then also she and, goes batshit crazy, which we haven't talked about.
Yeah, so well, here's the thing: she's 18, she's dating a 36-year-old, she's working two jobs. One of them is as a quasi
fucking stripper,
yeah. and yeah, she's crazy. She's
yeah.
fucking crazy. No, of course she's crazy. So there's a scene where she sees
she goes to the ballet and she sees the
she
dude
sees,
with another girl,
she sees Humperdinck with yeah. another girl, and freaks out. And throws a rock through his window. And I was like, hey, drama. We got a movie
yeah.
here almost.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Well,
here
I
we
know
go.
We're like 45 minutes in, but maybe we have a movie brewing. And then he's like, in a really bad scene.
Yeah.
When he's like, blonde, what are you talking about? Blonde,
that happened
like,
last night.
Yeah. That was 10 hours ago, motherfucker. What are you
and
on?
She specifically says.
At the ballet.
That happened last night. What are you thinking about? And then he's like, oh, yeah, you know what? That's my ex-wife.
Well,
and
also, we have no idea that he has an ex-wife.
Yeah, no setup for any of it. And he's like, that's my ex-wife, and I have to take her once a year. And she's like, okay. Okay,
so
then never mind then. We're back in love.
Immediately mm-hmm. cut to her fucking giving a blowjob to lobster meat.
Yeah. And what's supposed to be a sexy... It's supposed to be a sexy scene.
Anything else. Pick a, I mean, even a fucking vegetable.
The slimiest, fishiest
fucking
meat.
The stringiest, non-conformed, piece of fucking meat that you could put in your mouth.
I will say this. This scene surprised me in one way, because we see her and she's wearing a tuxedo. It's a ventriloquist dummy's outfit. Yeah, a super oversized tuxedo, and she looks fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
she looks like in the movie Big when he goes back to
exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Just drunk in that suit.
Was that the arrow that was cut off? Did she grow up into an adult woman and then grew back down?
Yeah.
So then the blonde, the quote unquote blonde, his ex-wife shows up again. They have a bit of a catty conversation.
She is hot.
They have a catty conversation, and then Jennifer Beals. Jennifer Beals takes off her jacket, and she's got the little, like,
it's not cummerbund, but it's...
Yeah, cummerbund. She's got the cummerbund, but no shirt.
Yeah, it's, like, just the front of the tuxedo thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then is like, yeah, I fucked his brains out, you old hag, or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm a hot bitch that just fucks your husband.
Yeah.
It is and a weird fucking uber-sexualized...
It is.
And, like, super aggressive.
Super aggressive. Yeah. But also, I was like, oh, shit, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a sexy scene, but it was completely... pointless.
Yeah, oh,
no, it makes no sense.
No.
And is it about her being super sexual?
Not really. Who knows?
The movie is not about that.
No, it's not about.
It's not about her sexuality, her confidence,
or empowering herself.
No, that's not an empowering scene.
No,
at all.
So, but yeah,
very catty. Like,
So then, yeah, she fucks him again or whatever. I don't know. But then she finally does break down and apply to have this fucking audition. And he calls and gets her the audition.
So I think in the biggest fucking slap to the face of
the
this
audience?
Fucking, yeah, of this movie, of the audience, to set this up as loosely as they did, to set it up, they're like, oh, this girl's working two jobs, she's working really hard, and her dream is to fucking dance.
Yeah.
So how is she going to do that? Oh, she's just going to fucking date an older dude that makes some calls and gets her the fucking audition.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, there's
incredibly
nothing about this
condescending.
Although,
this movie
it
is not,
condescending,
like,
although... Realistic.
Yeah. And
except for the part where she gets pissed. Even if someone was like, hey, I know that you really want to work at this restaurant, and I called and I got you an interview, I'm not going to be like, you son of a bitch, I want to earn that on my own. I want the interview.
It's an interview. Yeah.
That scene actually did kind of make me laugh a little bit, though, because she freaks out, stops in the middle of the
tunnel,
and gets out, and then like it storms off and traffic is stopped. And she throws one shoe at him and then
hobbles away like a jackass.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Which
who won that fight?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't take off the other
take
shoe.
Take off the other shoe, you
take
fucking
off the other
jackass.
Shoe.
Oh my God.
Who,
I noticed who that
leaves
too.
The other
I noticed
shoe
that
on.
Too. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, hobbles away one fucking shoe. And then hobbles straight into another shot of her sitting down smoking with fucking music playing.
Yeah.
And then she goes and finds out that the old lady that we know nothing about died, and we're supposed to care, right? Yeah. And then we find out that her friend, who we know nothing about, is a stripper now.
And then she goes,
we're
and
supposed
rescues
to care about
her
that.
From, but she was basically stripping before. Her dance sequences too are very bad. Anyways, let's get to the end because I hate this movie so much.
Yeah.
So she finally does her audition. It goes super well for some reason, even though
it's just another lady in a wig.
Like first of all, it's very clearly a stunt double. It's really bad.
We
wig.
Can clearly
really
see.
We see her face. Her face is clear
all over the place.
20 fucking minutes of that. God damn it, I hate this movie.
So bad.
So anyways, it goes great, and then she kisses the dude, and it's over. Whatever. Also, so her audition, in fairness, you're like, oh yeah, she can dance, but also, they're a ballet school, and she's doing fucking
breakdance
moves.
Shit. Yeah, she's not even like...
And it's like the most music video style of the snobby...
It's such the setup for, the snobby people being like, dancing can be cool.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh my God, and they're clapping.
Except for
and
that's
shit?
Never set up. That's never...
No.
Yeah. There's no setup for that. It never... At no point was that even an issue.
No.
All right, I'm done with this. We're fixing this movie right now, right here. Let's fix this movie. All right, first of all, Jennifer Beals is an alien. I think that's clear from her behavior from the behavior and everything. So we're gonna need her to be painted green, I think.
Like she's an alien that is painted green, or she's just a green alien?
No, she's a green alien.
What if she's an alien that gets painted green?
Okay, so she's an alien that's originally blue, but because of racism, she has to be painted green.
You know what I also, like? The guy, I can't remember his name now.
He's an alien too.
Instead of 36, he's like 83.
All right. I
want
like
him
that
to
lot.
Be like way
he's
more
in a wheelchair.
Old.
Yeah. He is Larry Flint.
Yeah. He's an old man in a wheelchair. So like just up the ante on that creepiness.
Mm-hmm. All right. So she's a sexy alien. He's an old man in a wheelchair who's a billionaire now. He doesn't just own a welding place.
He owns Philadelphia.
He owns Philadelphia.
It's an Nicole Smith situation.
It's not Philadelphia. Yeah. It's like the moon colony.
Space Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's Spacedelphia.
Spacedelphia is what they would call it.
Spacedelphia. He owns the entire planet. And she comes.
It has a Space Liberty Bell.
Yeah. She comes to Earth because. Or the moon or whatever.
The moon,
yeah. She comes to the moon because the rest of the solar system has outlawed dancing. But dancing is in her heart.
But is this like a Total Recall situation where she is living in a reality that is not actually reality?
Oh, it could
also,
be.
Also, we may just be fixing Footloose. Because in Footloose, it was illegal to dance. Not in this one.
Ah, you're right. All right. So, she comes to Earth because aliens are super bad at dancing.
Yeah, she's trying to make it as an Earth dancer instead of a space
or
dancer.
Maybe aliens, we'd make it a whole, like, it's like social commentary. Like, the aliens... The economy's not good. They can't make money. So she comes to the rich Earth part and tries to make a go at it.
And that's why she dates a guy that owns Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. Who's 82
years old. 83-year-old fucking alien.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. Maybe he's the alien and she's an Earth girl. So we relate more to her.
Of course. I would relate more to that fucking story than in this one.
Oh, yeah. I totally would. Yeah.
No, I feel for her everything.
Never mind. I'm done with that
idea. Like very empowered. She's very empowered with dating the 83-year-old
alien. Yeah, she's really... I mean, look, she's taking advantage of the situation. He's going to die soon. She'll get half his money. It's great.
Yeah.
So, different idea, though. Forget that idea. Let's follow... What was his name? The comedian?
Richie.
Let's follow Richie's story.
That's actually a pretty good story.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's follow the story of a failed would-be stand-up comedian. And basically, I'm thinking Inside Llewyn Davis, but with comedy. And,
That's it.
I don't know, tits.
And There were surprisingly tits in this movie.
Just to make the point, there was a Halloween party, and her fucking costume is everything that you need to know about this fucking movie, because she was like a hobo clown.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck you and your stupid hobo clown costume. Like, what girl dresses up as a hobo clown? The girl that's in this fucking movie.
Yeah. Also, remember the super sexy burlesque dance? Where she's wearing like 14 layers of clothing and white paint on her face, and she just like goes crazy with the strobe lights. And then everybody goes crazy for it. I'm like, who is enjoying that?
The fucking welders from her job that have no art and culture background and they don't give a shit. They're just there to drink beer and watch boobs. They like that interpretive dance. Okay.
No, they don't.
Exactly.
They don't go to that. First of all of the dudes that work with her,
they go to the strip club. Zanzibar. Exactly.
They go once to her to be like, hey, you know that hot chick that just started working here? I guess she dances. They go once to see her and they're like, that's
fucking
hot.
To see her boobs. And then they just see that strip. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's kind of lame. They go maybe once or twice. They're like, oh, maybe next time she'll show her boobs. Nope.
And then the boss starts dating her, and then he's always there, so that's creepy.
Exactly. And there's another scene where he, like, the boss and her make up and all the dudes are clapping, and I was like, no fucking way.
No.
Like, if I'm a welder and the one hot chick that works with us is now dating our 36-year-old boss, I'm
Fuck that guy.
I already hate my boss. Now he's dating the one hot girl at work. Hey. No.
Yeah.
Fuck
that guy. I'm not
going
to be happy for him. Ugh, also, she's insane. They should all be like, she's fucking insane.
She's fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, she's 18.
I hate this movie.
Yeah. God, anything fixes this movie, really.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
What if she's trying to be like a race car driver instead of a dancer?
Okay, I like that.
So everything that happens in it, it's just car crashes. Old lady died? Fucking car crash. Yeah.
Oh, what if they're all race car drivers? What if?
What I'm saying.
Yeah. So what if this is Mario Kart 64?
Or like a wacky races? Yeah,
wacky races situation.
This is a wacky race situation.
What if the entire plot of this movie is the same, but the entire time they're in one giant race across the country, a la...
Mad World?
Yeah.
Or Rat Race?
Or Rat Race. Or not even Rat Race, but what was the movie with Burt Reynolds fucking... Not Cannonball Run. Cannonball Run.
Yeah, Cannonball Run. Yeah. Yeah, Cannonball Run, when they have to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Through all the states and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just Cannonball Run, but it dancing?
Oh, she's trying to make it as a race car driver.
Oh, okay. Oh, but what if... So remember, there was also trucks in Cannonball Run. What if they're flatbeds and she's dancing on the back as they're racing?
Oh, that's the burlesque part.
That's yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So the and other... The see, owner is a truck driver. Exactly. Here's what happens yeah. is they're driving really fast and then all the other drivers kind of cluster around her while she dances.
Yeah.
And they're still driving super fast, but being like, woo!
Yeah. And then the old lady like loses control, flips and the car over. That's where she dies.
That yeah. old lady driver.
And then her friend like which falls into a ditch and she has to go and pull her out. That's how she saves her from the strip.
I really fucking hate this, but I love it way more than the movie. Yeah. Right, but I also fucking hate it.
I also yeah. think old lady. Stupid. Old, it's very dumb. But I do like the name old lady driver. I feel like baby driver number two should just be called
old lady driver.
It's pretty great.
Still the same level of music.
Oh, and, yeah. No, exactly the same, only instead of a young kid, it's an old lady.
Grandma driver.
Grandma driver. God. Grandma driver sounds like a fun video game for the whole family.
Yeah?
Where you go 5 miles an hour and just piss God. Everybody off.
That's called fucking Tucson.
Nah, that's cliche. Yeah. That's cliche. Grandma drives super fast. She's a fucking hell on wheels.
So anyway, what are we doing next
all week? All right. Last attempt to fix this movie. All right, so this is a movie all about following your dreams and somebody that's working a regular job and finally, like, gets the gumption to try a thing that they've wanted all their life. And, like, they also have a great romance with, someone that they really feel a connection with in the middle of it.
Are you talking about Rocky?
I'm talking about Rocky.
All right, yeah, which is just watch what Rocky. All movies should be.
Jesus, just true. Watch Rocky. If you like this movie, like, more power to you.
No,
yeah, this
no.
was on Roger Ebert's list of the 500 worst movies yeah, ever made. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. God, I hated this movie 100, a lot. Yeah. Next up is Arthur. We're going to talk about Arthur next.
Yeah,
Dudley Moore. Liza Minnelli kind of freaks me out. Yeah. She's really hard to look at.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get used to looking at Liza Minnelli's face.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing normal about it.
No. I'm like, but your mom was so pretty.
But I'm pretty sure there's a lot less dance montages in Arthur. So
God, I hope so. At least the comedy will be better.
Yeah.
Better
yeah.
than Steelers jokes and better fucking than no Pollock. Comedy?
I don't know. I do love
there
a
was
good
one
Pollock
good Pollock joke.
Actually.
There was a good Pollock joke. There was one or two good Pollock jokes. But
also, I think the funniest thing in this is when he's about to go on and he's with his boss and he's like, I'm really nervous. And his boss is like, come here. And he punches in the stomach super hard. And he's like, you don't feel nervous anymore. Like, this is a movie about bosses being super inappropriate yeah. and overreaching. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could punch someone in the dick at work.
Yeah. You can't just punch stomach, people in whatever. The stomach.
Yeah.
Your employees. And then just be like, yeah, now get out there, kid.
So, in conclusion, yeah.
Yeah, this is a garbage movie.
In conclusion.
Worst movie we've seen.
Is it, though? So, Staying Alive, Cocktail, we hate. Private Benjamin, we hate.
Private Benjamin was terrible, but this is...
This is way worse.
Is this worse than Staying Alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least... He's like, I don't know, they had goofy, a plot. Like, yeah.
It's the same
Staying
plot.
Alive did have a plot, at least. I mean, it did end with like 45 minutes of ballet, which is rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like musical numbers and yeah. shit. Yeah, which is rough, but actually it led up to that shit. Yeah.
I feel like maybe we're being lighter on Staying Alive because it's been so long since we've watched it. But if this...
We did not hate it. We did not talk as much shit about that movie as we have this one.
Yeah, you're probably right. This is probably the worst movie we've seen for the podcast. And, you know, we made sure to have Emma here because we're like, oh, it's going to be a girl movie. Well, no, not in a...
No, but I mean, yeah, like, I've always thought, oh, this is like a girl movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want it to just be us hating on it because we're not girls.
Right.
But you were the first one to be like, kill me. I fucking hate this.
You're like, I don't want to do a podcast ever again.
Thank God you let me sit in the spinny chair so I could turn around when I needed to.
No, I don't want to look at this anymore. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, in conclusion, if you have a choice between this movie or Root Canal, Root Canal.
Ten in a row.
Yeah.
Do that.
God.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't understand why this movie is...
Yeah, why is such a big hit? Why is it like in the top 50?
And not any of us have ever even seen it before, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd only ever seen parts.
I've only seen the references.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, I feel like the stuff I'd seen like, oh, this is like the musical dance sequence, and I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
But I figured the there was, you know, won't be this a movie.
Way. Yeah.
Just like Footloose or just like fucking Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, no.
Any other but turns out,
no, it's just that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you get.
God, I hate this movie.
So it's really the worst, and but you know what's not the worst? Us, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Let me try that again. All right, so this movie's fucking terrible, but we're not, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, so follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Share, like, comment.
Please do. We're putting up 5-minute shorts now. Those, so check them out. They're funny.
Yeah, Eric is lying down on the ground.
I'm so sad.
He's very disillusioned.
Everything that I thought existed in this world. I've lost faith in God,
basically.
This movie has made me question if there is a creator being or if he loves us. Or if there is a creator, maybe he hates us because this movie was allowed to exist.
Yeah. Also, follow Beer Geek. Follow People Straight Video.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. And tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week. We're going to talk about Arthur, and that's probably a better movie, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francis Grandi.
I'm Emmett Meters.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey. Do not watch this movie.
Because we love
it. Seriously, don't watch this movie.
Yes.
It's a total piece of shit.